Part 2.
Chris, can you tell us why it was that you ended up homeless?
Well, I had a house with a woman that I took on with her kids, and I had a job and all working at the Royal Mail Post Office. I don't know, about, what, two years it was into the relationship, and all of a sudden, like, she just wanted out. So I tried to patch things up, which really didn't work, you know. So I ended up going back to the woods where I, you know, where I was before.
Back to the woods?
Yeah.
How do you mean? Literally to the woods?
Yeah, I used to live out in the woods.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, you mean living rough or
yeah,
in a tent?
Rough or in the woods. How? Just in a bivy bag, Gore-Tex bivy bag and sleeping bag and stuff in the woods for a while, lighting fires and having my grub out there, you know. There's just something about the woods. You're free out there. You can't do it around the town because there's, you know, I don't know, you're too at risk in towns. Too many people, you know, too much hassle in towns. The best thing to do is get out and get where you feel safe. So I feel safe in the woods all the time, you know.
So why aren't you in the woods now?
Because I had a breakdown out there and went to the doctors and that. And they gave me some tablets for that. And I ended up coming here. Was the best solution, you know, to get myself back on my feet sort of thing, you know.
But so living in the woods, although, it, as you say, it was, you know, you were free and free from the hassles and so on. I mean, it's not the ideal way of life for you.
No and yes, it was my job once a time.
Living in the woods?
Yeah, I was a survival instructor, teaching the army and stuff.
So you like the woods?
The woods, the mountains, it's fine for me. But coming into towns, I find very stressful. I mean, I'm here now, but each day I'm here now, I'm still fighting. I've been here 6 months. So each day now, I'm still fighting to stay here, which is hard for me. I'd be safe out there, you know, instead of here. But all I'm trying to do is get my act together and start again, really. It's hard work.
What does it mean to you not to have a home?
Devastating, really. I miss the family feeling or the family comfort. Not the television, but having a woman there to care for and someone to talk to. You get very lonely. I mean, in here you've got friends and that, but I admit I get very lonely when you're on your own. And it takes its toll, because if you're used to that way of life, it's hard to comprehend what it's all about. You know, the worst thing is when you think about that, which hurts most, is you see people holding hands going down the street with their wife and kids, and you've had that once and you've lost it, and you'd like that again, but it's going to take time to get that back, you know. So I find it really hard, actually.
And what's it like when you're actually on the road?
When you're roaming around the country, you see so many of your people like yourself on the street, sleeping in doorways, parks, benches, you know. And you kind of get used to it after a while. It takes about a week to get used to being on the road, but then it takes about seven to 8 months trying to get used to getting back into society again, you know. I find it hard anyway, even now.